Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and tonight's conversation is with Tom Fox, Assistant Administrator for Policy and Program Coordination at the U.S. Agency for International Development. Joining me is Kevin Bacon. Well, Tom, just before we went to a commercial, we were talking about the changes that have taken place over the last half century at USAID. Anything else you want to add on that?
Sure. The foreign aid program was initiated way back in the 1940s. It was a point four program in Harry Truman's inaugural address in 1949, actually. But it really got its greatest momentum at the very beginning of the Kennedy administration and was clearly a part of our overall Cold War strategy. We were trying to support the aspirations and the needs of developing countries in large part to make sure that they stuck with us and didn't join with the Soviet Union in what was then such a global competition. That sort of unifying thread brought together all the various people that looked at foreign aid from their various vantage points, and it always provided the cover and the political support for the foreign aid program. Since the Cold War ended, that overarching rationale for a foreign aid program that everybody accepted no longer exists. And it's therefore a much more complicated story. And some people support foreign assistance, foreign aid, because it is the right thing to do. It reflects our values, the generosity of the American people, and it's another form of leadership and so forth. And that's a powerful motivation for some. For others, it is clearly related to helping developing countries advance to the point where they will be effective partners with us for commercial reasons, trade reasons, and indeed other reasons, political reasons. So there is that factor. There are others whose view is primarily to protect us against global problems, be they environmental questions or infectious diseases or whatever. And so there's not a single purpose, not a single rationale, and because there is not, there's much more emphasis on, if you like, developing coalitions without a single consensus vision, which again I think exacerbates the management challenge that the agency has in getting support for what it needs or wants to do in any given situation.
Tom, you mentioned earlier that one of your roles is to help the agency in re-engineering. And in light of what you were just talking about, the changing context within which the agency exists, could you tell us a little bit about how re-engineering, which has been something sort of central to the past 7 years in Washington here, all across the federal government, agencies have been looking at re-engineering how they do things and sharpening their focus on customer service and mission that they're here to serve. Could you talk a little bit about how re-engineering has played out at USAID?
First, I think that the what's called managing for results is something that the agency was starting to embrace even before the administrations changed back in 1992-93. And it was in part because there was a recognition that there wasn't adequate broad political support for foreign assistance, foreign aid, and that therefore we needed to be smarter about answering the so what questions. In other words, we did this and this, but what actually has changed as a result? And so the focus on longer-term results, on outcomes, was something that actually started at AID quite early in the 1990s, before the administrations changed. But then as the administration changed, the combination of the enactment of the Government Performance and Results Act and the administration's focus on the reinvention of government combined, and AID took that very seriously, both those things very seriously. Both predated my coming, so I can't speak about all of the origins, but the responsibility and the focal point for the agencies working on both those things is very much in my bureau, in some cases in close association with our management bureau too, but the focal point is clearly within my bureau. And at the time, the agency developed sort of basic values that it was going to try to adhere to as closely as possible. One was the managing for results. A second was the customer focus. A third was a focus on teamwork. A fourth was empowerment and accountability. Mm-hmm. And the fifth was respecting and valuing diversity. And then using those principles, a number of basic systems have been examined and in some cases really dramatically improved. In others, they are still not what they might be. Similarly, in the working with the Government Performance and Results Act, which in many ways parallels the White House focus on the reinvention of government, we have vigorously embraced the notion of working as a result of objectives, setting and establishing objectives, doing strategic planning that establishes objectives, setting your ways to measure and so forth, mm-hmm. and try to introduce systems that do that efficiently and effectively. So those are the broad lines, but I can get more specific if you need
to. What would you think would be an example of where you've made notable success, and conversely, where's an example of an area where you think you've got a lot more work to do in what you've been talking about here?
Right. Certainly the success, and the thing that I'm the proudest of is establishing a planning process that is measurable and is now increasingly realistic. It was not so realistic, I think, a couple years ago or 3 or 4 years ago, because we were trying to pitch everything at such a high level that it was virtually impossible for us to see what our role was mm-hmm. in some success. But we've made huge strides on that and established a system of planning and programming by strategic objective, reporting in that way, corresponding with the Congress about that, and developing our systems around that kind of a model, as opposed to little project by little project by little project. And it's saved colossal amounts of time and is a much more focused, I would say even visionary, but certainly mm-hmm. more forward-looking way of planning what we do. I think that where we have not yet succeeded is maybe in two areas. One is what sorts of things require our staff to oversee and manage, and what can we do in other ways? What are alternative ways to staff our program? Related to that is, because so much of our work is by grants and contracts, there's a huge pressure on the procurement, the contracting process. We haven't solved that problem yet either.
Well, it's time for a break. We'll be right back with more of the Business of Government Hour.